Time now for another Future Sox podcast. I am your host, Clinton Cole. Joining me on Skype down in Arizona, it is outfielder Miker Adolfo. Miker, thanks for taking your time, man. Appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so let's get right into it. You played, 23 games this year with, looks like, with Birmingham, and then you were placed on the injured list at the end of April. So let's just take us back through what happened and what caused you to be on the injured list here.
So heading, wrapping up spring training, my elbow, I was shut down from throwing because I was feeling some discomfort in my ulnar nerves. It was like my pinky was going numb sometimes. So it shut me down from throwing, but hitting was kind of fine. I didn't have full extension hidden, but, you know, I kind of worked through it, and it didn't bother me. It didn't bother me as much. But then when I got to Birmingham, it really started, locking up on me, and it got to a point where it was really sore, and it wasn't getting better. So I decided to get it checked out, and we did. That's when they saw that I had some bone spurs. That was limiting me from having full extension and, you know, being able to use my elbow to the fullest. So that's when they decided to, it was better to get that surgery to kind of get everything out of there and, you know, rehab it. And hopefully from there, everything will just be back to normal.
So I guess, you know, talking about your 20-some games in Birmingham is really – it's not really that important, I guess, because you know you weren't 100% even with your swing. But what did you feel? How did you feel in terms of the environment? You know, being in Winston-Salem to move into Birmingham. How did you feel about the environment there and you know stepping up a level?
Well, it was awesome. I mean, it was good to be with the same group of guys. You know, it sucked that I couldn't be the whole year with them, but it was fun. The field. A lot bigger than in Winston, you know, and the ball doesn't carry as much, but it's definitely a good ballpark to for you to just work on getting base hits, you know, because like I said, the ball doesn't fly as much as it does in Winston.
I think you know, a lot of Sox fans who know or who pay a lot of attention to the minor leagues, they realize that you know Birmingham, the field, it plays so much differently than Winston-Salem. I personally haven't been to Birmingham, but seeing on TV, talking with Kurt Bloom, you know, the radio and the play-by-play guy, and just, you know, just seeing it, it is a big difference. But sometimes fans don't realize. They just see, oh, how far it is down the line or whatever it is. But you're saying, you know, another thing is the ball just doesn't carry there as far, right?
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't carry as much. No, not at all. You probably have like one or two fields in that league where the ball carries.
See, that's – yeah, people don't realize that. They just think that, you know, maybe tougher competition and things like that.
Oh, the competition is much tougher.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
The pitchers, they dominate more. They're more around the strike zone, which is better, but their secondary pitches are a lot better. And when they spot a weakness, they'll attack that until you show them that you're no longer weak at where they're throwing you.
And the other thing, you mentioned being with the old teammates there, but also Omar and some of the coaches and stuff like that. So that had to been, you know, I know you were only there for a month with them, but, you know, that month you were there, that had to make things more comfortable for you.
Yeah, it was definitely comfortable. You know, I tried to make the best out of that situation with my elbow. You know, I was every day just putting in that work to see if it would get better, but it just kept locking up on me and it wasn't anybody's fault, you know, it was just how my arm was reacting to it. But now I have full range of motion, and from there, hopefully no more setbacks, you know.
So let's talk about what you've been doing over the last 3 months now, I guess, or 3 months or so since the injury. Obviously had the surgery, but then, so before we started, you kind of told me that this process or this time around, it's been a little easier for you.
Oh, a lot easier. Yeah, like right out of surgery, like probably like four days out of surgery, I had full range of motion. So, yeah, like, and before I even had the surgery, during that like 6 month, 7 month period, I didn't have full range of motion. It wasn't even close, and just right out of surgery, boom, I had it. So, you know, it tells a lot that it was really bothering me and locking up on me. But I'm just glad that it feels better now.
So last year, towards the end of the season, when we were both in Winston-Salem, you were going through a lot of throwing drills and things like that before the game. So when you were going through those throwing drills, were you in a lot of pain still? Or like, how did you get from that to then the offseason to then it just started to hurt again? Did you feel any pain at all last year at the end of the year then?
When I was in Winston, when I was going through the throwing program, everything was going normal. But then it was just on that, like, one throw from the outfield that it just popped. I didn't experience any pain whatsoever.
So now you're saying, you know, the range of motion's back and everything like that. So have you started, you know, you said you're throwing. What kind of hitting are you doing right now?
I'm doing full hitting. Like, I'm hitting off some pitchers that down here I go about my normal cage work. I hit out on the field. And then my throwing program, it's going well, you know. Like I said, the ball's coming out nice. Right now I'm at 90 feet, and I should be hopefully full go by fall league.
Yeah, so that was my next thing. We talked about this a little bit before. I guess the big takeaway, the big news, one, you know, a few things. One, that you're feeling well. You've got that full range of motion and you're healthy and things are going well. But then two, you know, all the news that came out when you got your surgery was that you're out for the whole year and all this and you'd be ready for spring training. But that's not quite the situation anymore. So what is your timetable that you told me, and what are your expectations now moving forward these next few months?
Well,
hopefully if all things go well.
Yeah, as far as I have understanding, trying to get me hopefully in some games down here and with the AZL right before their season ends, and then play the fall league, and hopefully I'll be able to play back home as well in Dominican Republic. Their season on there is like 50 to 60 games, and
you're talking about that in the winter.
Yes, exactly. Right after fall league, I head to Dominican, where I'm with the Estrellas, and play down there as well, just to catch up on my bets. The only thing that changed was, you know, right now I'm just going to push my season a little further back, you know. But I'll try to definitely make the most out of it and just do what I do best.
So how do you – I guess the biggest thing, you know, I talked to Bernardo, you know, just before you – you know, he's dealing with the oblique injury and he's missed, you know, a few months too, and he's back throwing and stuff like that. But I guess the biggest thing, how do you deal with it mentally? I mean, you had to go through it once and then it had to be a huge disappointment, but I mean, you can't control it. But then also there's has to be days where you're just like, man, this sucks. But also, you know, I got to keep working.
Well, to be honest with you, when I got the news about it, I was really, like, really depressed. I was really sad, and but good thing I had my mom and, like, my dad and a lot of friends and family just kind of, like, give me support, but I was really sad, and I just was crying, and I was just like, man, like, you know, like, I just want to play, you know? I just want to play, and it sucks that I've been having to go through all this stuff, but you know, at the end of the day, it makes me stronger. You know, it motivates me to keep pushing for what I want, which is to make it to the MLB and not just be a regular player. You know, I want to be like a superstar. That's what I've always like dreamed of. And I've experienced some injuries and all that, but it's not because I wanted to, you know. No baseball player wants to be hurt. It's just it was already written, and I have to go through this stuff, and I go about it well, you know. And I always try to give my 100% in the training room and on the field when I'm full go.
Last thing I want to ask you about, Micah, and then I'll let you go. The arm strength, I know your arm, arguably the top in the system and one of the best around, but I think a lot of people want to know how the surgeries have affected the strength. You kind of told me that you don't think it's an issue, but kind of explain how you've come to that thought then and your overall thoughts on the strength of the arm.
Because as I started moving like further back, throwing, I noticed that I haven't even been using my arm as much. I haven't been putting much on the ball, and the ball is just like carrying my throwing partner, Victor Diaz. He's like, whoa, like take it easy, like you're throwing too hard. I'm like, I'm not even like doing anything, I'm just going through the mechanics really smooth. So, and plus, like I said, when you like work on your shoulders every day to build up that strength in that shoulders, and you're doing manuals and all that stuff, it'll get stronger. And as of now, I feel like my arm's gonna come back with hopefully the same from what I can see.
All right, man. Well, we all wish you luck here, and all the Sox fans want to see you get back to action as soon as possible, and hoping and praying for you to get back and maybe get some time at the end of the season, and then definitely the Fall League in Dominican, and then obviously, be 100%, 1,000% ready to go for spring training and see what you can do, man. So really appreciate the time this Sunday afternoon, and we all wish you the best of luck, man.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, thank you. Mike Rodolfo on the Future Sox Podcast. Time now for another Future Sox Podcast. I am your host, Clinton Cole, and joining me on Skype down in Arizona is pitcher Bernardo Flores. Bernardo, we talked, I don't know, maybe in March, maybe early April. I don't know what it was, before the season, and you're down there on a rehab assignment. First and foremost, though, thanks for taking the time this Sunday afternoon, and really appreciate it. And how are you feeling? That's the most important thing.
I'm feeling pretty good right now. I've been working hard with the trainers down here and the strength coaches to get my oblique back to good health and good condition. But overall, I feel pretty good.
All right. So you, I guess, kind of take everyone back to kind of what happened. It looks like your last outing in Birmingham was the end of May. So kind of take us back through what happened and what led you to Arizona then.
What happened was we were playing the Biscuits that night in the third inning, and from what I remember that night, it was one pitch that did it. I threw one pitch. I believe it was a changeup from what I remember. And I don't know, for some reason, my foot wasn't giving well on the mound. Like my lead foot, front foot, when my landing foot actually, it wasn't giving way. And so, my foot was pretty much caught on the clay the whole time. And by the time I finished my pitch and started driving forward towards home plate to deliver the pitch, I just felt like pressure building up on my side again. And by the time I finished it, that's when I just felt everything pull. And I remember that sensation because I remember, as you remember, the first year I pulled my oblique, my first full season at the end of the year. But the difference between that one and this one was, the one before was building up. Like I knew it, I just knew it was like something was happening. I just was pitching through it. Just pitching through it as long as I could. And then when it finally gave it, it gave, this one was just like a freak accident. This one just happened, out of nowhere. And like I said, I knew the sensation from, pulling the first one. So I just, I just said, hey, I know the sensation. I'm just going to stop it here before it gets any worse, and just take care of it from there.
So let's talk about China and Birmingham first, and we'll go back down to where you are now. But you made, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 starts. Is that right? 10 starts down there. 10 starts. Yeah, this season. So before the injury, like, how do you think things were going?
Things were. Things were going, I think, in my opinion, pretty solid.
Okay.
I was finally starting to build into it.
Right.
We were getting through, the mid-season form and all that stuff. And honestly, I felt like, things were starting to finally starting to build up and start rolling again. It's just, you know, a few bad luck mishaps and stuff like that. But you know, you can't really, you know, do much to control it or anything like that. Just, you know, I just felt like you know, things were starting to finally roll again. And I just felt like it was solid.
So I talked with Kurt Bloom, you know, a couple times season one at the beginning of the season, and then once, maybe 2 weeks ago, and he said that, you know, going into the season, you and Jimmy with you two at the top of that rotation, the best, you know, 1-2 punch in the Southern League, and, you know, obviously you both unable to, you know, to complete the season or to, you know, pitch the full season, and he said that, you know, you two were, you know, obviously you two are on that fast track or we're on that fast track. So when you talk about starting to roll and things like that, I mean, I assume your goal this year was to possibly end in Charlotte or who knows, you know, make it to the White Sox this year. So how do you keep everything in perspective while you're rehabbing and try not to get, you know, too frustrated and things like that?
Well, one of the things I've learned, you know, going through this whole rehab thing and stuff is just to really, now this is a time to really have patience,
right,
but at the same time also work on getting back and like working on your craft and just going back to the basics of things. That way, you know, that way when you get back up there to wherever they have you or wherever they send you to, it's not like it's all foreign to you. It's like, okay. Once you step foot, it's like, okay, I remember all these things and now I know how to do it. So like, let's get after it. But you know, like I said, the big thing is just, you know, having patience, really, you know, having patience, you know, not really dwelling too much on into, you know, into the injuries or into, you know, what people say and what, you know, what everyone's saying. You just, the biggest thing is just focusing on what you can control as a player. And, you know, just try to better yourself each and every day. And each and every day, just put yourself in a better position than you were the previous day. So just, you know, keep working on it day in and day out. And like I said, just a bunch of positivity and a bunch of patience. You know, one of the things that help, I know helps me cope is, you know, I obviously have the, you know, my video games and how I, you know, talk to my brothers a lot and stuff like that, which, you know, helps get, you know, through the patience and, you know, all the positivity and the encouraging messages and all that stuff. So that's one of the things how I kind of, you know, deal with the whole patience and all that stuff. And,
yeah, you know, I was going to ask you, you know, it looks about 6 weeks from when you last pitched in Birmingham to when you first pitched in Arizona. I was going to ask you what you'd been doing. And, you know, with an oblique injury, you can't, it's tough to do a lot of things. You mentioned video games and talking to your brothers, but what else did you do to kind of pass the time?
Well, like I said, you know, I play video games, talk to my brothers and stuff,
right,
like that. I like, you know, I'll talk to my family a lot too. You know, I'll FaceTime my family, you know, each time I get the chance to.
Yeah.
And, you know, just, you know, enjoy some of the, you know, local stuff to do around here. And it's kind of hard too when you don't have a car to, you know, drive around and stuff like that.
Right.
But, you know, I just try to, you know, pass the time and, you know, by, you know, seeing what is there to do around here, try to Uber around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see what kind of stuff, you know, there is to do around here. But mainly it's what's been killing the time is, you know, obviously going to the yard, but the video games when you get home and stuff like that. And then also resting too.
Yeah, of course.
I think also has also, you know, helped pass the time too.
So looking at your numbers here in Arizona, it looks like each of your starts, you pitched a little more each time. So how are you feeling? How's your strength? How's that oblique? And how soon do you think you're ready to get back to, you know, full game action then? With an affiliate, I should say.
You know, I'm feeling pretty good right now. Like I said, it's good to go out and, you know, hello? Okay. I'm sorry. It's good to get out there, first of all, and start facing hitters again, start competing a little bit. The obliques responded fine. After each of these four starts that we had here, it's good to also, you know, increase the innings little by little, build back into it. And like I said, it's responded just fine. Like I said, I've been working hard with the training staff here in Arizona and along with the strength and conditioning staff to not only just get the oblique better, but just to get everything back in line, back in the rhythm, and feeling pretty good and feeling pretty strong to get back to an affiliate. And as far as how soon am I ready to get back to a real game and in an affiliate, I'm good to go. So I'm good to go, ready to go. It's just now, it's just all play by ear, wherever they want me to send me, wherever they want me to go. I'm going to go over there and just do the best I can.
All right. Awesome. Well, I thank you for taking some time this afternoon, and it sounds like you're progressing well. And, obviously not just myself, but everyone listening to this podcast, future Sox family, White Sox family, wishes you the best. And I know that we're excited to see you back on the mound for Birmingham and then eventually Charlotte and then hopefully with the White Sox. So, glad that you're doing better and things are going well for you. So, Bernardo, thanks for your time today, man. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Clint. Always a pleasure.
All right, that's Barron's pitcher Bernardo Flores down in Arizona on another Future Sox podcast.